This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 16, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, like many other North Shore communities, Beverly will soon have more efficient LED streetlights with the help of state grants. Installing the new lights is supposed to finish sometime next year, according to a news release. It's one of the many ways city officials say they're trying to make the city more green. Beverly was awarded a little more than $278,000. From the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which runs the State Department of Environmental Resources Rapid LED Streetlight Conversion Program, as well as $250,000 through the Green Communities Grant Program. The city will also receive $330,000 in incentives from National Grid. The remaining roughly $442,000 of the estimated $1.3 million project will be picked up by the city, according to Mike Collins, City Public Services and Engineering Commissioner. When the new lights go in, they're projected to reduce Beverly's streetlight power by 70% when compared to fiscal 2016. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. Well, is coffee cop controversy brewing in the city of Lynn? Bill Newell has the details.
Well, Rick, Thomas Grillo writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn, don't expect to see law enforcement officers at the White Rose Coffee House in Central Square anytime soon. Because over the weekend, Sophie C.K., the 23-year-old daughter of the owner of the shop, Kate Melly, started a firestorm when she vowed on her personal Facebook page never to allow a Coffee with a Cop event to take place at her family's establishment. Launched on the West Coast in 2001, the sessions are a chance for the public and the police to meet in a comfortable environment. Several coffees have been held at Land of Thousand Hills Coffee Shop on Monroe Street in Lynn. The comment posted Friday night without her mother's knowledge has led to Sophie's termination. Maley told the Item on Sunday night that the future of the cafe is uncertain. She has taken down her Facebook page and is receiving death threats and is hiding right now, Maley said. I am not of the same opinion, and yet I am being held accountable for someone else's opinion, and it's not going to stop. While some on the Facebook comments questions Maley's parenting skills, she said that her children were raised to form their own opinions, but not to hate or to be anti-police. After seeing the post, she called her daughter and told her that she had no right to post something about the business, she said. I told her I didn't hold those beliefs and said that she didn't own or run the business, Maley said. She was very apologetic about it and took down the page, but the damage has already taken place. Police Chief Michael McGeary told the Lynn Item that while the department has not taken an official position, it's likely police officers will choose to buy their coffee elsewhere. Much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty. Thank you, Bill. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, new vocational programs might be implemented at both the public and vocational schools in Peabody next year. The Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School is considering implementing a medical assistant program similar to one that has been offered at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School for the last 2 years. Superintendent Herb Levine is quoted as saying, I think they see the worth in the medical assisting program for kids in the future. The Peabody High School vocational program involves clinical experience. In their senior year, students spend 2 days a week at the Leahy Medical Center working side by side with medical professionals. Students often work free blood pressure clinics, and recently volunteered at the Thomas Carroll Elementary School to assist with the hearing and vision tests. Levine said the program has been extremely successful and expanded this year, adding another teacher to accommodate students who applied. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. Abigail Bliss writes in today's Gloucester Times, special town meeting on Monday evening in Manchester by the Sea will consider an 11-article warrant, including discussion of a temporary moratorium on recreational marijuana retail establishments, no parking zones, and new regulations for construction site activity. The meeting, open to the town's registered voters, begins at 7 p.m. in the gymnasium of Memorial Elementary School, 43 Lincoln Street, and it will be on, again, today, October 16 at 7 p.m. Manchester by the Sea special town meeting. Again, considering an 11-article warrant. More on the story written by Abigail Bliss in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.